Has anybody here ever had someone very, or something very important that they just had to tell somebody, like the greatest news ever, right? Yeah, you all are thinking of something, right? Maybe a new job, a new house, a new relationship, in addition to the family. Your team might have won the World Series, although I've never had that happen. I don't know what that feels like. Come on, Rays. Maybe you won the lottery. I also don't know what that feels like. There's just some examples. This week, I got a phone call on Wednesday, and it fit perfectly into this. I got a call from Tosh as I was walking into Bible study. She's like, I got great news. I just had to call and tell you. I got out of a meeting. I got great news. And I was like, that goes right with my sermon today. So we all have received great news, and then we got to just call somebody, right? We have to just tell somebody. Something's happened. Give me somebody, anybody. Get somebody on the phone for me. Today, that is the topic that we're going to speak, that I'm going to speak about. And we're going to listen and marinate on these words about some things that we need to do, that we've been commissioned to do. And that's tell some great news about who Jesus is to us. There's a thing in the Bible called the Great Commission. Anybody ever heard of that? If you've heard of it, raise your hand. Okay, most of you. I read a thing that said 60% of all Christians have not heard, don't know what the Great Commission is. I was like, what? Really? It's a big number. But the Great Commission was one of those things I remembered growing up in church. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Had to have that thing memorized, knew right where it was. What's the Great Commission, Jamie? We find this set of scripture in Matthew, and it's after Jesus has died, and then he resurrected. Yeah, right? That's the good part of it. And Matthew, this is what Matthew recorded as the last thing Jesus said to them before he ascended into heaven. These are the last words according to Matthew. And it's called the Great Commission. You're going to find it in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Before we get into the scripture, though, I want to talk about what a commission is. The Great Commission. Okay, great. What is a commission? Why do we call it that? Well, I did a little research, and I found out that a commission is an instruction or a command given to a person or a group of people, or it can refer to the group itself being commissioned. The group itself can be tasked with accomplishing a certain mission. We're well into football season, so let's use football as an analogy. And Rhonda Viola, if you're here, I'm sorry. Okay, she's here. I'm sorry, Rhonda. She's one person I know does not like football, but I think anybody who doesn't like football will catch on to what I'm trying to say here. So here's my sports football example. The coach draws up a play, right? And he tells each person to go to a specific spot and do a specific thing on the field to accomplish a great action. A certain action has to be done by each person for something big to happen. Hopefully a touchdown is what we're talking about, right? We're going to score a touchdown. So each offensive lineman, so the people, the big guys up front, right? There's one big guy that hikes to the quarterback, and then that quarterback hands the ball to the running back, and the guys up front have to push their people a certain way to hopefully have a big old gap and people run through it. My Tennessee Volunteers did that really good yesterday. Belinda, hi. Yes, the Tennessee Volunteers. Couple good ones. So anyway, I digress. Okay, I got to get back to the point here. So each person has their own thing that they're supposed to do to have this a specific job to get this whole thing done together, working together to get a touchdown. They've been commissioned for that play. In the Bible's Great Commission, we've been commissioned by Jesus, who's the coach, we'll say, to do certain things to complete the task. And the task is telling everybody and letting everybody know who Jesus is. When we look at this scripture, we're told to go out and train people. We're supposed to baptize people, and then we're supposed to instruct people. Those are my three verbs that we're going to use today. So let's read scripture. Now that we know what a commission is, and we've been commissioned, we're a group that's been commissioned, let's read Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Doggone it. Thank you for laughing. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now, as I was doing research for this, I like to look up different versions. And Megan, this is when, thank you, well done. This is the version that I really liked, and I took the verbs that Jesus told us to do from this. This is the Message version. I thought I would put it up here, and I'm sorry if it's too small, but I thought about it this morning and slapped it up here. But this is from the Message version of the Bible, and since most of us probably don't carry that around, I wanted to have it visible. This is what this version says that Jesus said is the Great Commission. Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them with baptism and the threefold name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now the third thing, then instruct them in the practice of all I've commanded. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up to the end of the age. So let's break this down and let's talk about as a commissioned group, a church, people who believe in Jesus, what did Jesus tell us to do here? I want to make something pretty clear at first before we get into this. We're probably not all evangelists in this room. Anybody here an evangelist? Have the gift of evangelism? I'm a pastor. Okay, I got one. I got that noted. I'm a pastor, not an evangelist. Evangelism is, and I looked up the definition to make sure, evangelism is a certain spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit. And evangelism means that you're spreading the gospel through public preaching or personal witness. I have in my head someone on the street corner, right, downtown St. Petersburg with a little microphone and a speaker just telling everybody about Jesus. Strangers, everybody who comes by. Evangelism. And I've been called to be a pastor. Part of being a pastor is preaching. I'm digging this part of my job as of late. But God hasn't called me to be an evangelist, to go stand in a public place with a bunch of strangers and tell people about him. That is a specific gift, and we're not all called to do that. However, we all do have certain special spiritual gifts. Yes? All of those certain special spiritual gifts go right into us living out this Great Commission. So no matter what you can do for God, our responsibility is all the same. Use those gifts to teach other people about Jesus, to tell others, to baptize others, to go out into this world. Whatever gift you do have, you've been commissioned to use them to tell them about Jesus. So the first part in this version of the Great Commission, Jesus says to go out and train everyone we meet. How do you train somebody to a way of life? And I really like this, in the way of life. It's a certain way of life, right? It's a certain way of living, believing in Jesus. If you are going to be trained for a new job, anybody ever been trained for a new job? Everybody groans. Sorry. But you get, I get that, because at first you don't know anything about doing what you're supposed to do, but they teach and train, right? You go in, you get your training done. There's a lot of times someone tells you how to do something, and then sometimes they show you, right? They model a behavior and they show you how to do that, right? So I think the same applies to this. We're getting trained. When we're getting trained to be a Christian, people tell us. We use words to tell other people. And then we also show them, right? So first, we can tell people about Jesus. We can use our words to let them know what Jesus has done for us in our own personal lives. We need to learn to not be shy about that. When people ask us about, why are you different? Why did you do that? We have to tell them Jesus is that reason. My relationship with Jesus. When people ask about our faith, we need to stand in confidence about that. We need to speak up when Jesus has done something amazing in our life. I'm blessed. You know why? Because Jesus. And how Jesus changes our life. The words we use, we have to give our words to him, and the credit is due to Jesus. And sometimes we don't live up to giving him the credit that needs to be given, right? We have to give credit where credit's due, and boy, a lot of credit is due for what Jesus has done for us, correct? When we tell our story, we've talked about this before too, we tell our story about what Jesus did to us and changed our life. We let others know why we're different, because of what Jesus did for us and his eternal impact on our life. We're teaching people, we're training them. They're in session and they're starting a new job, quote unquote, of being a Christian. We're going to tell them. We're also going to show them. This was my favorite part of training. I really didn't like getting lectured and told how to do it. I wanted to, okay, I got it. Let me go try it. Let me go do it. Words and stories are important. We have to tell that information. We have to give that information to people. But as important, or sometimes I think more important, our actions need to match up with our words. Sometimes when I was in training, I had someone tell me how to do it, and then they would show me how to do it, and I would model that behavior. So this is how you fill in this, or open up a new account, or when I was selling shoes, this is how you should do it. Hand them the thing, show them the this, blah, blah, blah. And then you actually do it. We need to be a model of Jesus and show Jesus' behavior through our actions. What good is it to tell everybody about Jesus and then not follow up with his actions? That's what's wrong with the world today. The actions need to match what we're saying. The do as I say, not as I do thing does not apply to Christianity. Throw it out. Erase it. So how are some ways we can show people when we're teaching and training people? How can we show them Jesus? Oh, the list is very long, but I got a few here I'm going to throw out. Love everyone, even the unlovable, even your enemies. Forgive all the time without condition. Show joy no matter what you're going through. Show joy to others. Be humble. Don't easily be angered. Watch the words you say. Be different than the world. The Bible calls this word holiness. Be set apart. Be different. Don't worry about things. Have a fire to learn more about God and grow in your relationship. Feed hungry people. Clothe naked people. Pray for one another. The list goes on and on and on how we can show Jesus to other people in our world and tell people by our actions as we're commanded to with a great commission. All right, so that's the first thing. We're going to go train people. Y'all on board? Words and actions. Then we're going to mark them with baptism. Mark them by baptism. You're talking to an old Baptist here. And you can take the girl out of the Baptist church, but you can't take the Baptist out of the girl. That's me. Baptism is a spiritual mark that shows we belong to Jesus. In whatever form that baptism was. There are other things, I got to thinking about this, other things in our life that shows who we belong to, who we like, what we do. I've got a wedding ring on that shows who I answer to every day. I don't know where she went. She's gone. She didn't hear it. Are you in here, Tosh? Oh, she is. This ring shows who we love. You might have a t-shirt that says Tennessee Volunteers on it. Shows who you support, who you back. We'll get into that later. A t-shirt, a baseball cap, you guys get my idea here. Things on the outside that show who we are, who we support, who we back, who we love. Baptism is that act that symbolizes who we belong to, who we want to please, who we follow, Jesus. So the first step is we're telling people about Jesus, we're training them, and then once they say, yeah, I want to follow Jesus, then we baptize them. When I was growing up in the Baptist church, baptism obviously was very important. When you decided to follow Jesus, the first thing the pastor did was, when can we get you baptized? Because and I get this, the idea is with baptism, you're showing who you're following and you're symbolizing to the world and yourself that Jesus, I belong to Jesus now. Just like Jesus started his ministry by getting baptized with John the Baptist, we start our ministry when we accept Jesus and we get baptized. We start our ministry by getting baptized and showing everybody, okay, yeah, Jesus is my Savior. I love him, and I'm going to do everything I can for him. It's the first step in walking right in Jesus' shoes and starting your new life in him. Because you were trained by somebody, and you were shown, and now you want to be a part of that, so yeah, I'm going to follow that. And then the third verb we use here, or Jesus uses in this version, is to instruct them in the practice of all I've commanded you. Jesus wants to teach us, and then he wants us to teach others. This is where I think the growing part is. This church is about spiritual enrichment and growth. This is where we fit in with Great Commission. Instructing them in practice of all I've commanded you. This is where we grow and we learn about Jesus as much as we can. We become in a relationship with Jesus. We learn more about him. We study scripture. We learn the two most important things, love God and love others. And we just keep growing and growing. And none of us ever do this alone. This is where faith community comes into play, small groups, Bible study, Sunday school, church. Hanging out with other friends who are believers, just talking about Jesus and learning. This is the part where we build our relationship with God, learning more and more about who Jesus is, getting more comfortable about who he is, learning more and more and more about him. We learn what Jesus said, what he taught. We read the Gospels. So that way we can start the cycle all over again where we tell people about Jesus and show people by our lives that are changed through this growing portion of the Great Commission. Remember the great news at the beginning of the sermon that I asked you about? This is when you're learning about the great news and you're just, okay, yep, now I'm going back to step one, which is instruct and tell, teach other people. As we instruct other people to learn, just learn, learn, learn. There's not enough. Can you learn enough ever? You can't. So keep learning, people. And then start the cycle all back over again by telling somebody, by words or by actions, who Jesus is. The verb at the very beginning of this great commission is go. 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 Go and tell people. Go love everybody. Go share your stories. Go forgive. Go with a hunger to learn more about God. Go baptize. Go teach. Go study. Go grow. Go support others. Go do Jesus' work in this world that needs him so badly. We're a commissioned group. We're the offense of the Tennessee Volunteers. Or a commissioned group who's been told a task, go. Go out in the world. Go tell the world about Jesus. Now we need to all do our little part, just like the offensive linemen do. Do your thing in whatever way you can with the gifts that you've been given by God. Let's be a church of go. You want to be a church of go? Yeah. Be a church of go. The last part of this commission that I cannot overlook, obviously, is the end. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Right up to the end of the age. The only way we can do this and be a church of go and little individuals of go is with Jesus and knowing that Jesus is right there with us. He left them and said, look, I know I'm going, but I'm still here. Day after day, I'll be with you so you can do this. It makes sense that Jesus is telling them this, right? Because he's getting ready to go into heaven. He's done his big work here for a small time frame, right? And he's getting ready to leave, and the disciples are probably like, wait, what now? What next? They started a church that now resonated, and they started essentially Christ the Cornerstone by this Great Commission, right? And it makes sense that Jesus is telling them this at this time, right? Because they're like, what now? Look what happened. Oh my. And look what happened as Christianity spread. And this Great Commission is just as important now as it was then. Even though the church was just starting with a bunch of scared individuals, right? It's just as important that we do this today, to go out into this world. Go tell the world about Jesus. You got some good news? Call and tell somebody? Do it. Just go and do it.